Are we on the air?
Wake me up in traffic. Fell asleep at the wheel. Wake me up in traffic. Hey. I don't know how that song even exists. Homie talking about wake me up in traffic. Fell asleep at the wheel. Like, how did you wake back up and how did they let you keep driving out of there? Dumbass, that's a straight up DUI for all those people that don't know. Do not fall asleep in traffic and think that you're just gonna ride away like that. Don't. Play that song in traffic though. Shots out. What's up, everybody? Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Low Mains Asylum Show. It is your humble host, Mr. El Capitan himself, Mr. Low Main, aka extra guac on your motherfucking burrito, aka Mr. El Tecate 69, aka I got the Rona in Pomona, aka Dabuel Jackson, aka Professor Vanessa, aka that nigga, aka the milkman, aka the wood tip chiefa, aka. I still got a lot more AKAs, but we're just gonna drop those for today because I think those are the only ones that we do need for today. Now, if y'all don't know what AKAs are, man, those are other monikers that you should be calling yourself or other monikers that you go by, other monikers that you have collected throughout the world, that you were rewarded for going through many powerful ordeals and you came forth and bought forth yourself out of those fucking ordeals, man. Yes, that is right. I bought myself out of my fucking ashes, and this is the phoenix that you see right in front of you today, or that you hear. Sorry, y'all. This is a podcast. I forget what the fuck it is sometimes. Yo, man, but I really do appreciate each and every single one of y'all for joining me on this beautiful occasion. I got a beautiful podcast in tune for y'all today. I got two main things that I want to talk about today. So please lend me your ear so we can talk about this. The very first thing that I want to talk about, y'all, is something that we did not have back as children. This thing that I want to go into, it's not something that most of us grew up with. It was in our last 15 years of shite. I should take that shit back. Last 17, 18, even you can even say 20 years, you know. This is something that we were not grown on in the last 20 years. 20 years ago, this shit did not exist the way that it does right now. It's not so rampant the way it is right now. Low Main. What the fuck are you talking about? And today, I'm talking about social media. And I think we always do talk about social media, but today I kind of want to go deeply into the, is there any negative connotations or negative emotions or negative setbacks, negative effects if you go on social media? And the biggest thing about social media that I think that y'all should understand coming from Low Main himself is I need y'all to know that in the world, a lot of y'all are moved by money. A lot of y'all will wake up in the morning to go to work just to go get that paper. Y'all will go make that sell, go make that flip just to go make that paper. You'll go hustle and go try to do this just to go make that paper. Some of y'all create stuff just to go make that paper. But you are, it's not that you are addicted, but you are governed by currency. You are governed by actual currency, things that can actually get you things. Now, the craziest thing about social media, y'all, is that it also has a currency. No, you can't buy shit with that currency. No, you can't trade it in for anything else. Sometimes you can, actually. I'm not going to lie to you. But most of the time, you cannot. And this currency that I'm talking to y'all about is likes. It generates likes. It generates hearts, people. It generates follows. And people get so fucking addicted to that. They want followers, likes, all of that. They want all the hearts. When, like, I seen this girl put up this meme the other day that, like, she's like, if you keep liking my story, I know that you have something for me, or you trying to fuck. And that shit alone made me realize where some of these people's mindsets are. Because that's exactly how some people think. If you interact with them enough in social media, they think that is you shooting your shot, you know, doing this, doing that, which is fucking weird, y'all. Like I always say, and fucking Prince said at some fucking video awards that he went to, you should use social media. You should never let social media use you. And it's crazy to me because nowadays I hear young kids, or like I see a lot of more videos of like young kids streaming on like Twitch and stuff, on like this, and young kids on like social media, like doing this. And it's to each his own, first of all. And shouts out to all the parents that have some great kids that they can definitely just, like, they don't have to overly watch their kid, or they don't have to overly hawk over their kid because of the social media. But I want to say that social media contracts have the age of 13 on them. The age for you to get on those social media platforms is 13, most of them right now. And that's a crazy thing, because fuck, I wasn't even on MySpace at the age of 13. I think I was on MySpace at the age of 15. Sorry, 14. Ooh, shit. Freshman year? The end of freshman year was the time that I started getting on there. And that was 2004, y'all. The end of freshman year in Utah. Shouts out to the homie Z. He helped me make my very first MySpace. I didn't understand that shit, but like he sat me down and like we like went through it. But that shit, whoa. Yeah, bro. Like that's when it first came out. It wasn't rampant back then. It wasn't anything too big back then. It started getting crazier like my like sophomore year, junior year, and everything kind of like moved towards social media. Everyone was talking inside the bulletin boards on MySpace. Everyone talking about show some love on my page, all that type of shit. 2005 to like, yeah, the end of 04 or the summer of 04. So let's say June of 04 to 06. MySpace was jumping, all right? Fucking jumping. That shit was fucking bananas, man. We had like the greatest times on MySpace, most of us. And shouts out to most of us that grew up on MySpace. It was one of those things that when you would log on, you would see, it'll be like a stack of things, like, most of us would get so proud, like, if we ever came back from, like, an event. Or I used to go to Stugo camp back in the day. So, like, as soon as you would go to Stugo camp, you'll meet hundreds of fucking new people, man. And, like, one of the most greatest things was coming back home, logging into MySpace, and seeing all of your shit filled up. New comments, new friend requests, new messages, new picture comments, new, and all that shit just, it really worked for the brain, yo. And it was that currency that I think that they were exactly telling us not to get addicted to. Generally, nowadays, okay? Generally, nowadays, teens, and I'm talking about teens, like 13 all the way to 19, teens spend at least, okay? This is the minimum, okay? At least 3.5 hours each day on social media. What the fuck? Nigga, do you know what I can do with that amount of time in my day? 3.5 hours is the minimum that they're on social media. And I'm probably on social media for like an hour and a half a day. Yeah, like hour and a half max a day. Because like, man, I really don't think that you should be taking in all that social media stuff from reel to reel to people showing off all this like jewelry that they got and everything. People are trying to implement this life that they can't cater to or they can't fucking like hold. So fuck them, bro. That's why like I really don't even be really be watching this shit so much anymore because everybody wants to fucking like gloat about shit. And the things that they should be really gloating about, they really don't gloat about. And the shit that they should not be gloating about, they're actually really gloating about. So fuck them, bro. And just because, I'm going to tell y'all, just because these kids spend a minimum of 3.5 hours per day, I'm telling y'all, per day on these social medias, it can double their risk for depression and anxiety. Anxiety, why? Because the shit is grooming you, teaching you how society should be. And social media is not how society should be. I think that's where a lot of people have a lot of negative connotations. They try to play social media rules in real life rules. And they try to play real life rules in social media rules. Doesn't go together, bro. It's two different fucking realms. Doesn't have the same shit going on. But people think that they can wear the same lenses in the real world that they wear in the social media world. It ain't the same, folks. Wake the fuck up. That's where the anxiety is coming from. That's where the depression is coming from. Why, motherfucker? Because you keep comparing yourself to somebody else. And comparison is the biggest thief of happiness. Who the fuck you got to compare yourself to? Ain't no one out there better than you. Be you. Be you, bro. Like, I think most of y'all are, yeah. Like, most of y'all are one of one. I say most of y'all because we all know those people that like to act like everybody else. So we ain't talking to them. a lot of people, though, in the population of America, y'all, all about this social media negative impact, they actually think and they think that the so the population, the major American population thinks the Congress should and can do something to regulate social media. They want some regulations put into social media. They want things to be put in there for their children not to be so misled so fast. Parents don't want to do the job anymore, so they want the Congress to do it for them. For those parents who want Congress to do their job for them, just talk to your kids. Sit down with your kids, get to know your kids, and see exactly what the fuck they are, okay? And that will solve everything that you need it to. All these motherfuckers, people run to the government straight as soon as like, my kid's not listening. Government, please help. Bitch-ass nigga. You bitch-ass nigga. Like, you bitch-ass nigga. Whoa. Listen to your kids. I think, like, whenever that you get to know your kids fully, I promise you, parents, like, they will tell you everything. All that social media presence doesn't have to be a problem. All that misleading or misled bullshit doesn't have to be a problem. Why? Because you're telling that kid what the world is. A lot of parents think that they can just pass this iPad or pass this phone on to their kid, and that's exactly what's going to raise your kid by the end of the day. That phone or that iPad. It's not you raising them. They're learning from the rest of the world. They're fucking sponges that take in everything. And I want my kid to get sponged up with clean, good water. All right? I don't need the residue from heroin. I don't need, like, you know, 3 days stale, old, opened Hennessy, cough syrup, fucking pancake syrup, all that shit mixed into my kid's sponge. I don't need that in there. No. And you shouldn't want that in your kid's sponge either. Doesn't teach them anything, right? And I think that's the biggest thing about social media, y'all. We need to understand that social media, it's its own entity. And if you do want to find the negative connotations in social media, you can definitely find that shit if you want to. A lot of people recommend that you should have some tech freeze, you know, times, like whenever that, you know, you and your family are eating dinner, whenever y'all go out to the bar with your homies, times like that. Definitely take the time to detach and hang out with people without your phone. Because I see a lot of people that hold their phone when they talk to me too. And I think I brought this up in a previous podcast episode. I told y'all, whenever that a person holds their phone and then I'm like trying to tell them something, I'm least likely to continue that conversation. I'm just going to cut it off. Like if I had, like if I wanted to have a heart to heart with you, and if I see you holding your phone is a whole lot more important to you than whatever the fuck I have to say. So with that being said, fuck it. So I'm gonna be like, all right, bro, forget it. Nothing. I'm gonna see you soon. Peace out. You know, or I'm not gonna continue that conversation. I'm not gonna give my full self over to a person that is giving their half attention. Like that's just some bullshit, bro. And like, that's exactly what happens to people. And people get mad at that. Like as soon as it happens, don't get mad. Just cut your attention off on like on them too. You don't have to pay attention to these niggas too, bro. This happens to a lot of my friends, okay? I have some great, great friends now, guys, that I used to give my undivided attention to, like full attention. I'll put down my phone and everything, and I look at them. Nowadays, I don't do that anymore. I don't. I'm on my phone when I'm talking to them. Like, I'm doing other things when I'm talking to them because I get the same energy from them. So why not give people back the same energy? Whenever that they want to talk about like emotional shit, I got a text message that I got to send out, G. Oh, I'm sorry, because my heart to heart doesn't mean enough to you that you want me to put my phone down, but you won't put your phone. Nah, nope. I'm closed off to everyone that's closed off to me. It's fine that way. Ladies and gentlemen, go out to the bar. I used to do this with a lot of my friends all the time. Go out to the bar, put your phones in the middle of the table. First person to pick up their phone pays for the tab. That alone will spark up so much conversations that you never thought that you could have with your friends, or you'll find out new things about your friends that you never thought that, you know, that you even thought that your friend was, or, you know, that your family member was, or whoever that you're going out to these situations with. But it's crazy. Now, there was something more alarming that I learned about when I was doing my deep dive into the, you know, is social media negative for our social scheme or our mindsets and like shit like that. And the main thing that I found out is, are y'all ready? The main thing that I found out is that the last study that was done by any college was by the College of Oxford on if social media was bad for our mental health. They have came to the realization, because they have done the studies only on Facebook, they came to the realization that no, social media is not bad on our negative health. Now, I think there's so much bias to that shit, bro. Because they only went on Facebook, and this test was done back in 2014. First of all, I don't even have Facebook on my phone anymore. I don't know a lot of people that have Facebook still to this day. The only people that I know that do have Facebook are my parents and other older people. I feel now Facebook is exactly that. It's a social media for the older community or the elderly community. But they like to go on there, man, sell shit. They like to, you know, post about shit, all the, you name it. But they, you know, but they watch all the short reels that we watch on Instagrams. They know exactly what their kids are getting into. They have emotional tear-jerking fucking videos of like, you know, cats being saved out of tunnels. Just like Instagram, they're watching it too, but they showed no depression on Facebook because old people are not depressed, bro. Old people have found a sense of living, probably like they have some, you know, some purpose. These motherfuckers carry a je ne sais quoi, carry some ethics within them that they know that they are happy and content within themselves. Back in 2014, this test was done. They didn't do it on social media. Sorry, on Instagram or other social media sites where teens actually congregate. Facebook is not a teen spot anymore. Instagram was at that time. Instagram still is at this time. TikTok is more of a bigger thing now, but Instagram was booming back then, bro. That's a perfect place for them to go do it. Nowadays, for places that like colleges used to go get their information from all these social media sites to actually do all these studies and like, you know, researches, those social media sites are not dropping that information anymore. Or they're making it hidden for the world to see. So that way you don't know what the fuck this shit's doing to you. Isn't that kind of scary, y'all? Isn't that kind of alarming? Like, doesn't that kind of ring a red bell to you that it's like McDonald's being like, we are going to make you a burger. And as soon as they're like, we're going to make you a burger, some of y'all are like, all right, man, I just want to see how the burger is made. And then they close off their whole kitchen. They're like, no, 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 no. You can't walk back there. But we'll give you the burger as soon as it comes out. Bitch ass nigga, I don't trust you. I don't trust you. Straight. Fuck do we got to talk about? I don't trust you. Go have a seat somewhere. What the fuck? Like, this shit is some crazy ass shit. 2014. And now we can't see all the other information from 2014 to 2024. That's 10 years. That's a whole fucking decade of mental social media warfare in my eyes. These niggas were hitting us with everything. Vines. That's why people's fucking attention spans are so fucking short. 6 seconds videos were the shit to go for. 6 second videos ruled our fucking world for like a long while. 6 seconds. Move on to another one. 6 seconds. Told you a whole premise about the prank, everything. It made no sense, bro. That's not life, y'all. That's not life. Life is exactly what a blunt should be, man. A slow burn. You feel me? It should have a slow burning effect. Cherish that shit. We don't be cherishing enough, y'all. We've been moving straight into the other stuff, man. And life be going straight right in front of us. And by the end of it, we're already dead or people are already dying. And I don't want to be the, you know, negative Nancy around here. But we always got to talk about things like that, man. The cool thing is talking about death, that leads me right into our other segue. The most horrible segue of all time. But death leads us into the medical field. Yay! I did want to talk to y'all about something that has been going on. AI, artificial intelligence. Some of y'all heard about this shit. AIs, there's a lot of things going on with AIs now. There's robots that you can buy. There's ChatGPT that helps you out with literally anything that you need. You college folks, you people that write emails all day, people that don't have the right vocabulary but want to sound very smart inside of your email, go to ChatGPT, write exactly what you wanted to say. This shit will write out the whole thing for you. And that's our artificial intelligence. That's not another person sitting on the other side. That's a robot. That is a literal robot doing that job for you. That shit is so dope to me, man. Now, AI, would it help out in the medical field? Because like, it's just a fucking high thought that I had. I'm like, if it's helping out in bettering our lives in every other way, like AIs are building cars for us nowadays. AIs build everything for us that we need. Siri, the thing that we use on our phone, AI. And AIs usually nowadays are the people that have made them, have put in updates, or they keep putting in updates all the time to actually rectify if there's any bugs, aka any errors inside of this equation. I just want to share with you that one of the biggest, AI computer science pioneers, what the hell was his name? Shit. Jeffrey Hinton. Yeah, bro. He said something like the most craziest thing back at a medical panel once. He said, it is completely oblivious. Sorry. Like my mouth does not know how to work sometimes. He said, it is completely obvious that in 5 years that AI learning will do better than a standard radiologist. They should stop just training radiology now. He said that at a radiology panel in front of motherfuckers that went to school for that shit. First of all, I don't know how somebody did not punch him out for that. If you call me out of my because of my profession and you say that you don't need me anymore, you owe me 60 seconds in that parking lot, bro. Straight, you owe me 60 seconds in that parking lot. Now, there's not a lot of AI algorithms that we are using nowadays, but one of the biggest AI algorithms actually being used right now, and I think it's one of the two algorithms being used worldwide. The first one is being used in our criminal justice system, y'all. That is right. Isn't that crazy? And I'm going to tell y'all how that's fucking crazy in this next few seconds. Now, in the criminal justice system, they are using an AI algorithm to determine when the offender will commit a crime again or if they will commit a crime again ever, and how much they should base their bail on. Cool, right? Like, that's an amazing thing. I think if we can get a bit more better in our incarceration, I would fucking love that. But there's some machine bias that goes into this, y'all. There's always a thing that you can never trust the robot too much because it's not human. Now, there is some machine bias in this algorithm because this algorithm actually puts the African American population of convicts in jail or imprisonment 30% more than any other racial counterpart. So black people go to jail or imprisonment 30% more when this equation is used, and this equation is being used, than their other counterparts, other than white people, Asians, Native Americans, others, whatever you want to go by. Yeah. So that shit's crazy, bro. And you just might think that the AI is racist at this point, but I just want you to think about it like this. AI only gets, only goes off of the things that we feed it. And maybe all the things that are being fed are the reality of what the fuck we're doing right now. So maybe the things that we feed it is the information that we have of the world right now, that the African American population is highly more incarcerated than any other race counterpart. That's exactly what the fuck it's going off of. It's not racist. But it's going off of exactly how the world treats itself. Isn't that fucked up? Isn't that something that you think that the world should definitely change in itself? That shit fucking like kind of scared me low key, man. I was like, whoa. Like, why the fuck are we going to jail more? And then you figure it out and you're like, oh. Because regular humans are sending us to jail more. So what the fuck do we expect the computer to do? Because the computer's only going off of exactly everything that we put into it. It's just fucking crazy, man. So that model or that equation is not modeling on who is a criminal, but it is modeling on who is being arrested a lot more. Our African-American population is arrested on a whole lot more. I'm not trying to be racist. I'm not trying to bring up black cards. I'm not trying to bring up any more racial cards. But we all know that's the truth. I think we can all come together. We can sit down and accept that by now. We need to move forward with it, but we can accept that right now. And I just want you to think about it like this. For whatever else we're going to use the AI algorithms for, algorithms really don't remove human bias. They actually really amplify it up to a point that it's alarming like this, because it comes to you in research. It comes to you in notes. It comes to you in mathematical procedures. Like, this shit is crazy. So let's take it into the medical field. If we do placate the algorithm in the medical field, it would only placate and satisfy the population that has steady access to internet. People that are more tech savvy, people that can use their phone better, people that can navigate through apps better, because everything is going towards apps and everything like that nowadays. There's still a population, multiple populations, the elderly population, the less fortunate, people of that nature cannot move forward with AI media field tactics because they don't have the right tools for it. What the fuck, y'all? If they don't have the right tools, how can we help everybody? So again, I feel like if we do make an AI equation for the AI field, it'll implicate back into and be biased for the people that are tech savvy, that have internet all fucking day, that know how to use the internet. That's not for everybody. And the biggest things that AI people are running into right now, y'all, is they are calling it the black box problem. The black box problem is usually whenever that they use like a calculator, whenever they put in an equation, they know exactly how that calculator got that number because they can do it by hand. Sometimes when like you are coding and stuff, they know exactly how they coded that stuff because you can just go back to the code and see exactly how it is. But AI has this black box input problem, which is whenever that we put we do input something into it. So whenever that you do ask the artificial intelligence for a question, whenever you ask for this, that, whatever, you name it, whenever that you ask it, we don't know how it gets to its answer. We don't have a definite answer or even a correlation on how it got to that answer. With that being said, when the answer goes in and we want it to come right back out of the other side of the tunnel, we don't know what the fuck happens inside of that tunnel. We can't see inside of that tunnel. So we put something in, it comes out, boom, just like I was saying about that McDonald's earlier. If they close down the kitchen and if they're like, nah, bro, we can't show you exactly how we're doing it, but here, take it. Would you still trust it? I wouldn't. Personally, I wouldn't. Shit's crazy to me, man. And I feel like this is the shit that we should be thinking more about. And this is, I feel, why we shouldn't go away from our standard family physicians or our family doctors and stuff, because literally you build trust with these motherfuckers. And when you have true alternate trust in your health provider, it makes you feel so much better rather than like whenever you go into a place and they really don't care about your procedure and like they're just treating you like another person, like on their clipboard. You can feel that shit. And AI will definitely be like treating you like another person on that clipboard. People go to doctors for that transparency. So for everyone that thinks that AI is going to definitely help out in our medical field, I think it's going to do the exact opposite. It's going to be negative. It's going to be biased, yo. Just like how we explained the bias earlier with the incarcerations. We need better security and a more clear algorithm, and it should be discussed by people from all walks of life. It shouldn't just be one person. It shouldn't be just people that are tech savvy. It should be people from all types of populations. That's some food for thought for y'all on this beautiful Tuesday. Thank y'all, man, for joining me on this beautiful occasion once more. It is almost, wait, was March the beginning of spring? Because I thought April was. If it is April, this is the week of spring, the 22nd, I believe, is the first day of spring. So happy spring equinox to everybody out there. He did not rise. I'm going to just leave it there. Follow me on social medias. Fresh Prince of the _ West on Instagram. Lomay1990 on Snapchat. Fresh Prince, Lomay's Asylum on Twitch. Lomay's Asylum on TikTok. Follow your boy everywhere, man. And speaking about more about social media, I promise y'all, just like I promised y'all earlier, I'm going to do better with my social media postings. I'm going to post more because I know some of y'all really want to hear from me. But sometimes I'm like, I really don't feel like posting and people just talk so much blah, blah bullshit online. But I'm going to post more for y'all, man, because I know some people really need it and want it and want to see me alive and flourishing out here, man. So that's exactly what the fuck is going to happen. Allow me with this parting gift, though. Drink your water. Tip your bartender. Peace.